From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis. We're playing this week with PJ O'Rourke, Mo Rocca, and Faith Salian here again as your host, filling in for Peter Sagal at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Mike Pesca.
Thank you, Bill. In just a minute, Bill dresses up as Little Red Riding Hood in the Listener Limerick Challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. But right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Mo.
Yes?
According to recently released documents, the Chinese government wants to promote a, quote, harmonious socialist society by doing what?
They want to create a harmonious socialist society.
Yeah. It's like a Yelp for humans.
Well, Yelp is for humans.
It's a Yelp. It's a Yelp where the object of the rating is humans.
Oh, okay. The object. Oh, so they want people to be rated.
Yes, they want to rate all their citizens on a scale of 1 to 10.
Oh, I think that's what Donald Trump does, except it's 1 to 1 to 10.
It's only half of the citizens that he does.
Right. And there's an age cutoff for the elderly. Yeah. So it's 29.
So we're really talking about only about a quarter of the population. China wants to do it to everybody.
So China, which has long been known for hardline policies from the recently abandoned one-child rule to the still active law requiring every citizen to refer to smog as choky fun clouds. This new proposal would collect personal information from every citizen. So it would include social media, it would include their credit habits, it would include their family history, and it would assign a rating of 1 to 10. And this would be what they would call it is trustworthiness.
Everybody will have a cumulative score, basically, a final score, right, based on all these things.
Yes.
Talent.
Can you imagine
all
the Chinese television commercials, late night television commercials about like your score? Come to us, you know, and we will fix your. Oh boy.
Didn't you judge a Miss Universe? Or Miss America or something?
I judged a Miss USA.
A Miss USA.
Yes.
How did it feel to wield the power to give someone a score that could change her life?
Well, it felt like my destiny. It felt natural to have that power.
PJ, the women's style magazine Vogue is recommending that this Halloween, instead of candy, you hand out what?
Oh, my God. Jewelry.
When you get, here's a hint.
Yeah, I need a hint.
When you get home, you can make borscht.
You hand out beets.
You hand out beets, yes.
You hand out beets.
Chef.
I hope you don't have a White House. When you hand out the beets on Halloween. Because I know what I do with a beet. Yeah. When I come around in my Mike Pence costume.
Oh, for Halloween, I want to create a Pence dispenser to give the kids. To put little candies in there.
Because his hat, he would make a good, good Pence dispenser.
Yeah. Everything he dispenses would be immediately contradicted by Donald Trump, but that's okay. He'd stand by it. Here's some of the facts behind the genius of giving kids beets for Halloween.
Yeah, needs some explaining.
Are these raw beets or candied beets?
Well, Chef Marcel Vigneron recommended to readers of Vogue that they put baby beets in their food dehydrator for an effect that is, quote, like a sweet vegetable gummy candy, so you don't feel guilty about eating it. Oh, this guy, you're right. This guy's going to get it worse than the dentist who hands out toothbrushes.
I know. Send this guy to China. We'll see what his rating is.